Blog Talk Radio.
Done so many things wrong, I don't know if I can do right. Done so many things wrong, I don't know if I can do right.
down Moses and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Oppressed so hard that I could not stand, let my people go. I'm just going to see which way the wind blows. Herod is in the house, y'all, and she wants me to channel through her. Herod wants to come back and tell y'all a little something, so most of y'all won't have to go through what she went through on her journey. Harriet is always with me, the spirit of Harriet Tubman. She's been in my spirit for a long time, and she might even be in some of y'all's spirit. But she wants you to know some very important things. And Harriet said that you might not like the journey that you're getting ready to go on, but you got to get prepared. She wants you to know that some of us are way out of order. And if we're going to take this journey, and if she's going to come back here to lead us on this caravan, we have to get right. And some of us are going to be left behind. We can't go because we're not ready yet. I don't care how much progress you say you made last year. You ain't ready yet. You got to wade the water if you want to go with Harriet. Harriet says she gonna pull her pistol on anybody acts like they wanna turn around. They got a mind that wanna turn around. She gonna pull her pistol, and you gonna be a dead. Shut your mouth. Harriet ain't playing this time. Harriet done been through so much. Harriet said we got so much more to go through. Harriet already know what's up against us. The type of slavery that she had to venture through doesn't compare to this high-tech lynching that we are currently going through, she said. She said, all the education in the world that we get only makes us more foolish and more stupider over these material things. She said, we first have to come to grips with releasing ourselves from these material things that we think make a man. And all the material and shiny garments and things that we get will only hold us in burden. Yes, she know that they're about ready to try to make things right with that their reparation thing they say they're going to do. They're going to put her name on some currencies to try to make things right. Well, that can never do. And Herod ain't accepting it, she said. She said, just because they put her face on the back of a George Washington dollar or Thomas Jefferson don't make things right for reparation. But we got a chance to demand our reparation for what we went through, not only in the Underground Railroad, but what we went through in the post-slavery. When we got out of that man's war, things weren't right for us, but yet we fought in the military, and we fought to the end. We were the 54. We went down with the 54, and the 54's name is still ringing because we fought that war, and we nursed those injured back to health. So we are due our just due, not only those who have power and authority and who own slaves are supposed to get the first reparation. Harriet said, don't handle your business that way this time. You don't want no 40 acres in the mule. You want to have access to land. And you want to have access to that Declaration of Independence being rewritten again by all men, not just one group of men who own property and slaves, but all human beings, not cargo, because you weren't cargo in the first place, but you got written down in the history books as cargo. Harry been whispering things in my ear for a while now. I tried to ignore Harry. I said, go now, Harry. Leave me alone, Harry. Harry won't leave me alone. She can't let me rest, telling me that the time is drawing near, that them here men that's in prison are going to be let go. And when they do be let go, that we here at home have to be ready for them. Now, you remember the time when Harriet served in the army, and when she took those people through the underground, even white folks that didn't want to help Harriet, they didn't have a mind to help Harriet. God spoke to them and said, you will help my maidservant. And she called on the maidservant and told Harriet, Harriet, maidservant, get yourself ready, because I'm planting the minds of these people in Pennsylvania that they will help you and that they will be your next connection to getting over into the land of freedom in Canada. So Harriet listened very carefully, and those people she went to see, they weren't always up to be a good Christian, because in their mind, being a racist was what they knew. But Harriet had to change some minds. You are fighting some wars too. You're going into these jobs, and you're damn near reducing yourself to the level back of cattle, because you don't know how to hold on to your dignity like we did. We might have went through slavery back then in them days, but we never gave up our dignity. We were black and we were proud, and we held on to our dignity. Now, y'all folk, you trade yourself for any shiny nickel or shiny dime or anything that looks like it's glittering like gold. What's up with these young people and all this material stuff I hear tell of? They all want to be on the movie screen. They all want to be on the television. And they all want to be in the media. What's that all about? Didn't we used to speak with one voice and one people and one aim? We didn't need no leaders. We all spoke with one voice. And I'm finding out that you guys are speaking with many voices. Many voices. We brought about an understanding, a reasoning to all civilization, didn't we? We brought that to the people that were coming out of the Caucasus Mountains. And then we took it over to Asia and taught them about reasoning. But yet, I hear tell in the history books that somebody else is getting credit for reasoning, and that you and I and African folk did not bring reasoning. I know you found out that all of y'all didn't come from Africa, that some of y'all was found over here when Christopher Columbus got here on the Mayflower. I know some of you already knew that you were the Geechee tribe, and you were here educating, building ships, and you were on this land before they ever explored it. I knew that too. But I went ahead and I joined that man's army. I joined it because I knew I had a mission. I had a mission to free some of those brothers and sisters who fought in the war that did not have a mind to be free. I freed over millions of people. I probably could have freed millions more had they knew they was in slavery, but they didn't know they was in slavery. Now, y'all going to have to help me. Wake up here. All y'all sitting over there in them seats going to sleep, nodding out in front of television sets, shut them damn televisions off. That's the ignorant box. You got to come away from them. And you got to have your meetings, your underground meetings. And you got to meet up with the Quakers. Yes, you're going to have to rub shoulders with them. And you're going to have to talk to those abolitionists who are not your same color, because they too want liberty and freedom and justice. And you're going to have to fraternize with someone that's not of your own kind. Harris wants me to tell you that most of y'all don't have religion no more. Y'all gave up religion. You got a form of what they call this new man's religion, where all of you got abundance now, and you got so much abundance that you ain't got no mother wish no more. Harris said you're going to have to get your mother wish back. You're going to have to get your first mind back, because she's teaching about the first mind people and not these people that are walking around here scratching their head and having an inspiration. She, too, has had inspirations many times, but she followed that North Star, and she did not let that North Star get out of her sight, and that North Star led her. Now, I hear you saying, but everybody won't cooperate, that they're not going to all help you. Them people are holding you back, and they ain't going to let you do nothing. Let me explain something to you, Harris said. Harris said to tell you, Those people already done been fixed. And they've been tired. And they are going to follow instructions that the higher force has given them. So you don't have to worry about who ain't going to help you. They already done been fixed. Now, I understand that Harriet's husband, John, was left back here. He refused to get into the movement with her. And that he's still been lingering around here half crazy and out of his mind. And that a lot of y'all have been half crazy and out of your mind because you don't have a plan and you don't have a path and a mission. She said, you need to sit yourself down for a while. Come off and up by that tree and off and in front of those TV sets and them stereo and have your underground meetings out in the woods, Harris said. Harris said that most of y'all wouldn't know what time it was if time hit you in the head with a baseball bat. You're going to have to understand that this is a new movement, Harris say. It ain't going to call for no cotton-picking games and playing around. It's a new movement. And Harriet wants y'all to know, and in channeling her spirit, she give her spirit to anyone who will receive it. She just like Moses, standing on top of the mountain, and they said, Moses, Moses, lift up your hand and give us a direction for our life. Harriet says she can't be with you like that no more. She ain't going to be able to go all the way through the missions with you, but her spirit will reside with you. You're going to have to understand. You cannot put faith in flesh and blood because the arms and legs of a man, she say, will fail you. Put your faith in the spirit. The spirit is the only thing eternal, she said. It will last and it is here forever. Now, I understand that so many of the schools have decided to close down and they're shutting the doors finally. That's the best thing that black folks could have is the doors to be shut. Maybe now you can get some real common sense and some real education instead of being miseducated. Maybe you will go home and your mothers and fathers will teach you from their own loins and from their own history, from our culture. What about our culture, you say? What about our culture that was lasting to all mankind? Because they all profit and learn from our customs and traditions. That's right. They didn't just find Lucy up in the higher places. They studied what Lucy represented. And Lucy brought forth all civilization through her loins. Now, Harriet has been very, very upset at what's been going on in these here videos. And I don't mean VHS, but videos. She said, take them doggone videos off the air. And for those who can't keep running those videos exploiting women, they will be dealt with when they get on the other side. That's right. There is some traveling, she said, that is going to be scheduled for us. Not necessarily to go back to Africa, because we got a little Africa right here in our own backyard, she said. So we ought to clear up our own problems here in this continent, because this is where we be and this is where we lie. And we've been here all the time, and she don't know what time when we weren't here. We've always been here. Some of us didn't travel over on the good ship Jesus. We was already here. Now, Harriet has been very disturbed by the fact that they've been making decisions down there at that White House about which currency to put her picture on. The most impressive, I believe, it would be to impress y'all, of course, to make y'all think that you're moving on up. You mighty race, you can accomplish what you will without a dollar bill with my face on it. So when is it going to be time for y'all to make your movement? Now, I'm not talking about marching downtown Chicago and up in New York. I'm not talking about that kind of marching and getting millions of men together talking about going down to the White House getting some business tend to. What you need to do, like Martin said, we're fixing to go down here to get our check. That's what you need to be doing. Now, I understand that Harriet will not always reside with you. Her spirit won't always reside with me, but as a matter of fact, but while she's here, we got to get what we can from this woman, because she was not a joke and nothing to play with. Sometimes when they set a plate for Herod, they didn't know whether to set a plate for a man or a woman because her strength was so overwhelming like a man. But Herod wants you to know she's all woman. Ain't I a woman, she say? Ain't I a woman? She is not to be played with and mistaken because she ordered bloomers when she went out on the battlefield. She wore her bloomers, and men don't be wearing no bloomers, so she was all woman, like it or not. She loved her some man, and John was the first man she loved, bless his soul. He didn't want to go with Herod. Herod had to pull a gun on him and say, you grind on, or you going to tread the water. And if you don't tread the water, you going to feel the pistol. Herod was a no-plan young lady. Harriet has been so upset at what she has been seeing going on with this election. It is a pitiful joke, she says, that we can't find a decent man that wants to lead this country, that we have to make it out of a mockery. And she said, bless Obama's soul, because the man has done the best he can with what he had to work with. And some of y'all need to stop backbiting on him, she said. Some of y'all need to stop talking about Obama. Leave the man be. He done did the best he can with what he had. Y'all still got a ways to go. You're not over this thing yet. Some of you going to have to bend your knees and go down on your knees. And you're going to have to call forth the elders. And you're going to have to call on the mourning women to get a prayer through. Because you can't even get a prayer through. Now listen up. For those of you who are nodding out in the background, thinking that Herod is not actually here, Herod is in this place. I don't care what you say. If you have a mind to want to stay on your higher force, Herod wants you to have ears that you might hear today. She wants you to understand that this new tech and this new process for the movement won't be the same way it was when she went through the waters and through the woods. You are going to be working with a different spirit. Some of y'all are not from this place. Some of y'all are going to have to go back to your planets where you came from. That's right. Some of y'all are going to be getting on a mothership, she said, and that mothership ain't got nothing to do with Earth here. So you ought to prepare yourself for higher thinking. Now that you've had all this education, you got to develop some consciousness to commune on a higher level like the doggone people talk to them, their stars, the Sirius star A and the Sirius star B. They talk to them stars, and them stars led them. You're going to have to depend on the stars to come down from Mars to lead you and give you direction. The mothership is coming back, she said. Harris said, yes, the mothership will be coming back. But the question is, will y'all be ready for the mothership? Harris done spent a lot of time preaching to a lot of young people. And woe unto those that will hurt the least of them. There's a lot of suffering that's been going on down here. A lot of men in prison doing time because somebody bargained with their life. There ain't going to be no more plea bargains. And there will be rightful trials that are going to be held for the black race. They won't be getting the okey-doke where they have to go in and take a settlement. They will be making the laws from here on out. That's right. They are the lawmakers. Harris said that they will be making the laws, and people will be dancing to their music for once in a lifetime. So you ought to get yourself prepared. Harris been putting a little spittle on her finger, discerning which way the wind blow. And whichever the way the wind blow, that's how she going. Because she has to follow her spirit, and the mind that she has set on God will lead her and will lead you too. Why don't you get yourself ready for this next movement? Because this movement will be televised this time. And the revolution will be seen all over the channels, so get ready for it. Harriet's back in town. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for allowing Harriet to channel through me. to tell you just a few things that are going on in society. I know a lot of you don't realize that the spirit of great ones can reside within each of us. At one time, I didn't think so, but when the majority of my friends started nicknaming me Moses for delivering children out of settings that they shouldn't be in special ed, taking the labels and the tags off and delivering them back to their mothers and their fathers, I then began to realize that we could carry on the responsibility of those who have made their transition to continue the fight for relieving people out of slavery. And it's true. A lot of our children have been bogged in slavery, locked into classrooms, unable to learn because of them being given a false label. You might also have your deliverance that you have to work through on your jobs, in your communities, whatever it may be. Excuse me. Harriet may have come through your neighborhood and in your environment, but Harriet spoke loud and clear to me. She said, you are to take care of the children and be a deliverer for the children. Sometimes I didn't know why Harriet chose me. I said, why, Harriet? Why me? Why do I have to advocate? Why do I have to speak out? And a lot of times it would cause complication. But in the end, when those children were freed and let go, I felt good about the situation because I had a purpose and an aim. You ought to have a purpose and an aim. And you have to understand that Harriet speaks to all of us. She don't want us to think that because we are getting a dollar bill or a currency with her picture on it, that all is well. All is not well in the White House. All is not well in the hood or in the urban communities. There's still a lot of struggling. The laws do need to be changed. Government system in and of itself needs to be overhauled and needs to be looked at so that everyone gets the right to a trial and don't come through a system that is flawed and broken. We have been fighting so much this year, talking about turning around the police force, turning around the judicial system. Somebody should have heard by now that there needs to be a change. Oh, a change needs to come. A change needs to come. A change needs to come to the point where we must have the voices and commitment from all people. We are now so revolutionized that we think that having immigration laws open up to let immigrants in is giving the African American a chance. People have forgotten. We built the railroads. We built the walls. We built the construction of the roads. We laid the foundation. We were the ones on our mother's backs, and the Union was the one in Sleepy Pot Hollow. So don't we get a dab or a chance at something? Why is it that you can stand flat-footed to us and tell us we don't deserve reparation, but yet you let immigrants come in whose mothers and fathers haven't cried over dead bodies, whose mothers and fathers haven't slaved in these unions, and you hand them our legacies? Well, we can't let that happen. We must first be served here in this land. We must first be given the right to call ourselves American so that we don't feel that we're aliens here in our own country. Must Harriet keep coming back to teach all of us a lesson about how we are to divide these goods up that comes from the Mother Earth itself? And yet people go to Africa to try there to divide up all of the goods and services that don't belong to them. Where is the African's place? Where is their home? Can you really say that it's fair to open up the borders and to change the laws of the demand for English and Spanish, whereas you have African-Americans speaking Ebonics, and you don't call it a language, and they don't get the extra help they need, and they continue to fail? When will justice ring? When will justice come and knock on your door to remind you, you cannot accept any more poor who are coming in from the hinges until you service the ones that have been here all their lives. I believe Harriet would want you to understand that reparation is ours, and reparation will be coming to us whether some people like it or not. Where the last has been first, and the first shall be last again. Now, must Harriet come back here a second time and let you know she don't need no money? Harriet is rich in her spirit. And everybody yield to Harriet's plan, and everyone, Quaker or not, Caucasian or not, open up the door because God had demanded it, and he decreed it, and they had to answer. Harriet don't want to have to make a trip back here again to show the people their transgressions. What she wants you to understand is if you do right by these people this time, God may let it go well with you. But if everything keeps happening to destroy the African race, but yet you keep telling us we're from the land of the free and the home of the brave, and that we don't have to go first, just continue to wait. Well, we can't wait anymore. We cannot wait anymore. We cannot do any more marches. We cannot ask for anything. We must take what is rightfully ours. A true leader will demand their rights. No one can take you and turn you upside down unless you allow it and permit it. We must explain to you that Harriet was just a test. Just a testing ground, but she will come back again in all of her arrays, and she will show you that there is no time for plan. You must offer up apologies, and you must offer reconsideration and reparation. Don't forget about that. Give me one more reason, just one more reason, to make the statement that Harriet is on the scene. She has come back. She's turned around and come back, and she's in your home and in your life and in your living room. Thank you. what you need. Thank you so very much for following us all the way to the next generation and showing people what we need to do to make a difference in our family's life, in our children's life, and we want to make sure that they understand that life is of the essence and time is of the essence, and we've got to get ourselves together. And we cannot play around, because I'm telling you that just getting a dollar bill with our name on it doesn't mean anything at all. We got to get better,
done
more
so
better.
I don't know if I can do right.
Oh, yeah.
Done so many things wrong. I don't know if I can do right. Yeah.
mother and your father, they can come back to you. Not harmful, it's allowing that person's spirit to flow through you. And today what I've attempted to do is allow Harriet's spirit to channel through me, to think of the things that she might have said to you, or the things that she might be whispering to your family right now. But you got to understand that we are more than one dimension, we're more than two dimensions. We are three-dimensional individuals and creatures. We have the capability of tapping into the spirits of our loved ones and those who are near and dear to us. It's very vital that you understand that this channeling thing is not something to play with, but it's something that you can use to get in tap with your higher self and be able to tap into the powers of those that have gone on before. What I've tried to provide for you is a voice from the past of Harriet and what she might have said had she been here today to be able to express herself to you. Channeling is good, people. It's something that we do while in meditation. We allow the person to flow through us and to be able to use our vehicles as our bodies are allowed to be yield up. And in channeling through the osmosis of allowing those that you knew well or knew their character, you can best believe you can express what it is they want to say, because your vehicle, your body is just being yielded to that vessel. And today what I've tried to do was yield my body to the Honorable Harriet Tubman. And we know that there's going to be a celebration for her shortly. And all of us need to know how we feel about this woman. She freed a lot of people. And she could have freed a lot more had they known they were in slavery. Some of us are still ignorant of the fact that slavery still exists in a high-tech lynching. And we've got to eliminate all forms of slavery. And we've got to explain to the world that African people did suffer something through slavery, but yet we cry for the Holocaust, but we don't cry for our Ma'afa. We too had a Ma'afa, and during that Ma'afa, Harriet sought to make things right, to change things. A little woman in small stature who stood up to great high hierarchies and to institutions to fight against slavery. It reminded me of Toussaint Boukman Dadi and the Haitian War, how they fought. But Harriet took on the Americans by herself. There was no partners there other than the abolitionists that stood on the other side waiting for her signal. Harriet took on a great mission, and we know that God had to have been with her. God should have been with her because she couldn't have did it in her own strength. And her message to you would be to strengthen yourself and believe that anything that is unjust can be overturned, because she overturned things for a century. And in me allowing myself to let Harriet flow through me to